Well, good morning.
It's on.
What a privilege it is for me to be back here again at BSOP.
很荣幸又回到飞盛。
Thank you for your kind hospitality to have me back.
感谢你们再邀请我过来。
Let me begin with a question. What is your greatest fear?
我来问你们，你们最大的惧怕是什么？
I will admit to you that my greatest fear is cockroaches.
我最怕的是蟑螂。
And yet God called me to the Philippines to serve.
上帝把我带到菲律宾来服侍。
He has a sense of humor.
神真很幽默，神。
My fear is cockroaches, especially of the flying variety.
我最怕那个飞的蟑螂哦。
If you ever hear screaming from the house,
如果听到我家里有在叫声，
it's me, having seen a cockroach.
我看到蟑螂我就大叫了。
Spiders I'm not scared of.
蜘蛛还可以。
Lizards, you call them butiki, is not a problem for me.
壁虎也没问题。
But cockroaches, that's another story.
蟑螂是另外一回事。
When I see one, I always yell for my wife.
我看了我就叫我太太过来。
Because she is not afraid of them.
因为太太不怕蟑螂。
In fact, she will pick them up by the antenna.
她会把那个蟑螂的天线拿起来。
And sometimes to spite me, she will dangle them in front of my face.
然后在我面前摇晃。
And say, what are you afraid of?
他说你怕这个干嘛？
You are more than 200 pounds.
你过了200磅。
Only an ounce.
这个只有还没有一磅，你还怕什么？
But my response is, just kill it.
我说把它打死，把它打死。
Now, you may be laughing at me or with me, because perhaps that is your fear as well.
你可能跟我一起笑，因为你也是怕蟑螂。
But cockroaches aside, what are some of the greatest fears in your life as it relates to your life, your practical life.
不讲蟑螂，就这样，你在生活里面有什么你是最可怕、惧怕的、害怕的？
We Christians, ministers, professors are no different from the rest of the world. In fact,
我们这些做牧师、教师、做传道的，我们跟一般人没有不一样的。
We also generally have these three fears that almost all people have.
我们一般有这三样的惧怕。
The first fear is that we want success to be guaranteed, and we fear that that success will not be there.
我们要这个成功被保障，我们怕成功会结束了。
Another thing that people want is the fact that security is assured.
我们要那个安全被保证。
So we fear when our assurance has been destroyed, our security.
我们的这个把握如果毁掉，我们就很惧怕了。
And for most people, they want that their legacy is certain and final, and therefore they fear that their legacy will be destroyed. No one will remember them.
还有一些人，他们喜欢他们的遗产能够留下去，延续，不要被人遗忘了。
Now you may be asking, why am I sharing from the book of Nahum this morning?
你会问为什么我从拿鸿这本书呢分享？
It is because God is going to bring upon the nation of Assyria because of their opposition to God. These very fears that they had.
因为上帝，因为亚述对上帝的反叛，上帝要把这三样的惧怕领到他们当中。
If you remember, the book of Nahum is God's prophecy against the Assyrians.
如果你记得这个拿鸿书，就是上帝对那个亚述国的预言。
They were proud. They opposed God.
他们骄傲，他们反叛上帝。
And God says, I will bring about your greatest fears because you do not humble yourself.
上帝说，我要把你最可怕的带到你们当中，因为你不谦卑下来。
And yet in the same vein, we're going to see that a loving God, if his people submit to him, will bring about their greatest dreams.
同样看到这个上帝，如果百姓谦卑下来，他们会完，神会完全他们的美梦。
Let's look again at God's word. We begin in Nahum chapter 1, beginning in verse 9.
我们来看拿鸿书的第一章的第九节。
What do you conspire against the Lord? He will make an utter end of it. Affliction will not rise up a second time. For while tangled like thorns, and while drunken like drunkards, they shall be devoured like stubble fully dried. For you come forth one who plots evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor.
第九节到十一节说，你尼微人啊，设和计谋攻击耶和华呢，他必将你灭绝尽尽，灾难不再兴起。你们像虫杂的荆棘，喝醉了的人，又如干枯的枯干的碎节，全然烧灭。有一人从你那里出来，涂抹邪恶，设恶计攻击耶和华。
We see that Nineveh's number one fear, or the first fear, comes to fruition, that her success will now come to an end.
对亚述人来讲，就是尼尼微，就是他们的成功要结束了。
The first time they attacked God's people, in the northern tribes, they were successful.
他们第一次攻击神的百姓，在那个啊。北国的, 他们成功打击神的国民。
And historically in the past, in their context, they seemed very successful as God has allowed.
在过去的历史当中，他们好像很成功，因为上帝允许他们。
But God says to them, I will now remove your ability to succeed.
上帝对他们说，现在我们要挪去你的成功。
And the Assyrians had tried to take the city of Jerusalem in a siege in 2 Kings chapter 18.
在往下18章，我们看到亚述国想要占领耶路撒冷。
But they were never able to take the city.
但他们没有成功。
Why?
为什么？
Because God didn't allow it.
上帝不允许。
God didn't allow them to succeed.
上帝不允许他们成功。
In fact, verse 9 tells us their conspiracy against God will be ended.
神说你的计谋会结束了。
This is the end of the line for this nation.
这是你们的结局。
God is sovereign over nations.
上帝是掌权一切的。
In fact, if you go to modern day Iraq today and try to look for the city of Nineveh,
今天如果到伊拉克去找那个尼尼微这个城，
what was once one of the greatest cities in the ancient Near East,It is not much of a city today.
国王他是汹涌伟大的一个城，现在没有什么看见。
In fact, verse 10 speaks about the fact that the city will not stand up to God's fiery judgment on them.
甚至第十节说，他们在神的审判之下站立不住。
In fact, verse 11 tells us that this destruction is not unwarranted. It's because they plotted against God and His people.
十一节说，他们临到这个灾殃，是因为他们攻击耶和华。
And the wicked counselor in reference here is most likely referring to King Sennacherib of Assyria.
就是亚述王这个王是这些指的这个王。
I think we need to be reminded, even as seminary and students, and even as staff, that if God doesn't allow your plans to succeed, then your success will not come.
我们做神学院的同工学生，我们要记得，上帝如果不允许我们成功，我们的成功办不掉。
And if it is your fear that you will not succeed,
如果你惧怕你不会成功，
then it should go without saying that we should be trusting in God a lot more.
那等于说你要更多的信靠上帝。
He can choose to take his hand of blessing from your life. Doesn't matter if you are a Christian worker.
他可以把这个祝福从你手中拿出来。
Proverbs 28:13 says that if we conceal our sin, then we shall not prosper.
箴言二十八章说，遮盖自己的罪恶必不亨通。
This is an important lesson to learn now.
这个很好的、很重要的功课。
Because so many people in ministry correlate their self-worth with their ministry success.
很多在服侍神的，他们把他们的自己的价值观跟他们服侍的成功平等。
They think that the more successful they are,The more worth they are, they are more of value.
他们说我是服事越成功，那我就最被人更多的尊敬。
And sadly, for most pastors, the more successful they are, the more proud they become.
可惜很多牧师越成功，他们越骄傲。
This was the case of Nineveh.
这就是尼尼微的下落。
They thought they would never lose.
他以为他们永远不会失败。
They were overconfident.
他们太过自信了。
Even people in ministry become overconfident.
服侍的人像我们也是在服侍当中太过自信了。
But God says to them, your glory days are over, your success will end.
上帝对这些人说，你荣耀的日子将过去了。
I like what Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, once said.
Bill Gates, 这个很出名的电脑的人，他这样说。
He said, success is a lousy teacher.
他说成功是很糟糕的老师。
It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose.
他骗了这些聪明的人，让他们觉得他们不会输掉啊。
Success is an unreliable guide to the future.
这个成功是不可靠的一个领导。
And in reference to technology, he says, what seems like a perfect business plan, the latest technology today may soon be outdated.
就是看到科技的进步，今天的发明再来几年就是退后了。
May it never be that you hear these words from God, your success has come to an end.
我们希望我们不会听到我们的成功已经到了结束。
Now here in verses 12 to 13, we see the second of Nineveh's fear come to pass.
在十二节我们又看到他们第二个惧怕。
Your security is no longer assured.
你的安全不再被保障。
They were assured of their security because they lived in one of the greatest cities ever built in the ancient Near East.
他们住在最大的城市，他们以为他们非常的安全。
In fact, they found security in the numbers. It was a massive city.
它是个很大的城市。
With lots of people.
好多人住在那里。
Verse 12, Thus says the Lord, though you are safe and likewise many, many people, yet in this manner they will be cut down.When he passes through, though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. For now I will break off his yoke from you and burst your bonds apart.
十二节说，尼尼微虽然势力充足，人数繁多，是被剪除，归于无有，也被剪除。犹大，我虽然使你受苦，却不再使你受苦。
Now the audience now shifts from the Assyrians to the people of Israel.
神的对象从亚述人。就讲到他的百姓。
God says they thought they were safe.
神告诉他们说，亚述人以为他们很安全。
They found safety in numbers, but they will be cut down.
他们人多，但是我们要把它减少。
The security of the city, the great gates, the great walls will be no match for God.
他们的城市，他们的大门不会给我顶住。
And this destruction of the Syrians in verse 13 is similar to the breaking off or the breaking off of the yoke around the beast of burden's neck.
神剪除这个亚述人，就好像神把那个轭从那个动物的颈项折断。
Have any of you ever had your credit card number stolen? I hope not.
你们有没有曾经你们信用卡被偷了？
Have you, any of you ever had an email with a virus in it?
你们有没有在那个电邮或者是你的网站，你的电邮被人家进去了？
In fact, I recently just had my WeChat hacked into.
有人刚刚也把我的那个 WeChat 偷进去了。
How does it make you feel?
你会感觉怎么样？
You feel that you become very vulnerable.
你就觉得你很虚弱，很没有保障。
You thought it would never happen to you.
你没有想象这个会发生在我身上。
And then it happened to you.
但是这却发生了。
And so you become afraid.
所以你就惧怕了。
You begin to try to change your password every month.
你就换你的密码等等了。
Because
每个月就换。
Before you thought it would never happen, but it happened to you.
你以为不会发生，正发生了。
When your security is shattered, your assurance is also gone with it.
你的安全被毁了，你的把握就没有了。
And so the question begs, where is our trust?
我们的信靠在哪里？
God says, I can remove the objects upon which you find your security.
上帝说，我会把你信靠的对象拿走。
And that's what he does with the Ninevites.
他就是这样对待尼尼微。
In fact, he says, it doesn't matter how many friends you have.
不管你有多少个朋友。
Your friends will abandon your sheer number of friends doesn't mean anything, verse 12 says, when he passes through.
十二节说，你就有多少朋友不管紧要，只要神把他毁灭了。
Any sort of fire, earthquake, or typhoon quickly shows us that the security most people place their trust in can quickly be taken away.
一场的火灾或者是地震就把我们一切所有的毁掉了。
You know, why does it often take a health scare to remind us of this truth?
为什么要有我们身体的这样危险的警告，我们才会认识这个真理呢？
A few years ago, more than 15 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with cancer.
几十年前，我的妈妈她被诊断有癌症。
It didn't really affect us. We were young. We thought she would pull through, and she did.
我们没有，对我们好像没有什么可以惧怕，因为我们还年轻，而且我们觉得她可以过了，胜过。
She had a surgery, and we believe that the breast cancer would never come back.
然后妈妈也经过手术这个乳瘤，我们相信那个乳癌这个癌症不会再回来的。
But then 2 years later, 15 years later, but 2 years ago, she felt that something was not right, and when the doctors diagnosed it, her breast cancer had come back.
就是这个十五年前，但是两年前呢，她就感觉她身体不对了，这个乳癌又回来了。
And it was such a surprise to the doctors because there are no more breast tissue there. It was so unique.
这个医生也很惊讶，因为没有什么细胞可以它发展的。
In fact, you never want to hear from a doctor that your cancer is unique. That's not a good thing.
你不要从医生他说你的癌症是很特别的那个不好消息哦。
And that's why they gave her two teams of doctors, and the government paid for it. They wanted to study it. That's also not a good thing.
因为很特别，所以他们给他两队的这个医生啊，就是政府要研究他这个特别的癌症。
In fact, it was quite serious when we got the call that we were told that she had months to live.
太严重了，我们被告说只有几个月她能够活着。
I canceled all my speaking engagements that summer and flew to Dallas with my family to spend time with her, what we thought would be our last summer together.
我取掉我一切的讲道的机会，我就把全家带到美国跟她，我们以为只有几个月跟她妈妈在一起。
Although I personally have never had cancer.
虽然我自己都没有癌症过。
If your family goes through it,
如果你家人有人有癌症
to an extent, you understand what happens and the terrible feeling when you feel powerless when that assurance has been broken.
如果家里有一样，你就会感觉你真的无力，不知道做什么，你都没有可靠的。
But only by the grace of God.
只有神的恩典。
And through, of course, the prayer of many, including the seminary.
很多人祷告，包括神院的神学院祷告。
In a year.That cancer completely disappeared.
在一年之内，那个癌症的瘤就没有了。
And so while we were talking about months to live, now it's years to live.
所以讲到剩下几个月，但现在已经还有很多年可以活。
And as the doctor said at MD Anderson in Houston, it's a miracle.
所以医生都说这个是神迹。
Times like that make you realize that God often takes our security blankets away to remind us of where our trust needs to be.
在那个时刻，神就提醒我们，他把我们的信靠的那个被拿走，我们到底信靠的是什么？
And that's what he did with the Ninevites.
他就是这样对待尼尼微人。
Look at verse 14.
十四节。
The Lord has given a command concerning you. Your name shall be perpetuated no longer. Out of the house of your gods, I will cut off the carved image and the molded image. I will dig your grave, for you are vile.
十四节，耶和华已经出令，指着尼尼微说：“你的名下的人必不留后。我必从你的神的庙中除灭雕刻的偶像和塑造的偶像。我必因你的使你的贵矣。”
The third fear comes true. Their legacy will no longer be perpetuated.
他们的遗产遗业不再延续了。
They will be remembered no more.
不再被纪念了。
Now, it doesn't mean that no one will ever know their name again.
不是说没有人再想他的名字。
I'm sure you, being in seminary, know and have been reminded over and over and over again about the Assyrian Empire.
我相信你们在这里神学一直念到亚述的国啊等等。
Defeating the northern tribes in 722 BC.
就是他把那个南国哈北国弄倒在722.
Yeah, 722. You know, I'm terrible with dates. There are only two dates I remember.
我有记得两个日期。
722 and 586.
主前722还有。
If you know what those are, then good for you.
你记得这些号码就可以了。
Seminary jokes. Anyway, it doesn't mean that everyone's going to forget their name.
不是说没有人要记得他们的名字。
But it meant that generation would be the last one for the empire.
主要是说那个是最后的一个世代在那里。
And unless you are a seminary student or are someone who's an expert in ancient Near East history,The name Assyrians doesn't roll out of your tongue.
除非你是神学生，或者你在考古，在研究考古，那个亚述或者尼尼微这个字不会再从你的口中讲出来。
Most people, common people, ask the regular Filipino, they don't know about the Assyrians.
你问一般的人说亚述人，他们不懂。
And verse 14 says, God will destroy the idols and the images.Which reminded them of how powerful they were.
上帝要毁掉他们当中的偶像，就是这些偶像让他们以为他们很有力量。
This is a good reminder for us in the Asian culture.
这个对我们亚洲很好的提醒。
Where legacies are very important.
亚洲人很注意这个留名。
Even amongst Christians, we get caught up in having a wonderful legacy.
就是基督徒也要留下一个很美好的遗迹。
But the reality is, we can't.Force people to remember us.
但是我们不能勉强人纪念我们。
We should just simply appreciate that they may even remember our names.
只要他们记得我们名字就可以了。
But the reality is we all forget.
我们常常忘记这个事实。
If you are into basketball, then I ask you, how many of you remember the NBA championship or the champions from 10 years ago?
如果你喜欢打球，我问你说，十年前那个将军是谁啊？
Who won all the gold medals in the 2008 Beijing Olympics?
谁 拿最多的金牌呢？在那个北京那个奥运的比赛。
No one remembers.
没有人在纪念谁是那个最大的。
And as a means of humility, sometimes I ask people, who baptized you?
有时候我问我的会友，谁为你受洗？
They say,、oh, we forgot.
他说我忘了那个谁给我受洗。
But it was me.
是我。
And so you know how much baptism was important to them. They don't even remember the pastor who baptized them.
你看那个受洗很重要，但是他忘了那个给他受洗的牧者。
Or even who married them.
或谁跟他证婚。
Or the fact that in many churches, no one remembers the past pastors. They just remember the current one.
在教会人家都把以前过去的牧者都忘了，他们只记到现在的。
You know, there's never rhyme or reason how certain people are remembered and other people are not remembered.
但是有些人机械被人纪念，有些人被遗忘了。
When I talk with Filipinos,
我跟菲律宾人说，
and ask them, who are your past presidents?
我说你们过去的总统是谁？
If it's not a street name, they don't remember.
如果不是街头的名，他们会忘了，不知道。
But if I ask them, do you know Abraham Lincoln?
我问他们，亚伯兰林肯，你知道吗？
I don't know why it is in this country everyone knows Abraham Lincoln.
这个国家都认识林肯哦。
He's not even your president.
他也不是这边的总统，大家都认识林肯。
And you know, even in the Christian circle, everyone knows Hudson Taylor.
就是那个戴德森，他们也记得这个人。
But then you talk about someone like.Adoniram Judson, who's he?
你给他另外一个名字，他不知道那个人谁。
It should be very clear that we don't control our legacies.
就很清楚，我们没有把握主掌我们的这个遗迹。
It is God who perpetuates based on His will.
上帝按照他的旨意要把我们的遗迹延续或不延续。
If you ever go down to Chinatown in Manila,
如果你到了中国城，
all the buildings are named after people.
那个大楼都有那个名字在上面。
But no one remembers who they are.
但是谁是那些人不知道。
They wanted their names on the building because they wanted their legacies to be remembered.
这个大厦主人要他的名字放在上面，因为他要人家记得他的遗迹。
The new generation is simply an address.
但是对新的人来，这只是个地址。
You and I have no control over our legacies.
我们没有控制我们的遗迹。
But very quickly in verses 15 to chapter 2, verse 2, God says, To those that I love, I will reverse these three things.
第十五节，上帝说，看啊，我爱的人，我要转换另外一个方式。
All right, let's read verse 15. Behold on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good or glad tidings, who proclaim peace. O Judah, keep your appointed feasts, perform your vows, for the wicked ones,for the wicked one shall no longer pass through you. He is utterly cut off.
十五节说，看啊，有报好信、传平安之人的登的脚登山，说犹大可以守你的戒期，还你所许的愿，因为那恶人不再从你中间经过，他已经灭绝尽了。
God blesses those He loves.
上帝祝福他所爱的。
And He says to the Israelites.Your true success will come in God's hand.
他说：“以色列人，你的真正的成功在上帝手中。”
Nahum speaks about a man, a messenger coming over the mountains who will bring good news to the people of Israel.
拿鸿说：“有一个报好消息的人给百姓。”
It is a message of peace.
是一个报平安的信息。
For Israel in the future, there will be eternal peace. Her dream will be realized.
给以色列，他有永恒的平安，他的梦想要成真。
True success will come.
真正的成功要来。
Here, verse 15 specifically, they will be able to observe their feasts, and no one will bother them because their enemy has been dealt with.
他们可以守节，也没有人可以搅扰他们，因为他们的仇敌已经没有了。
You know why this verse is important?
你知道为什么这几节非常重要？
Because this is a verse that speaks of guaranteed victory for Israel.
这里讲到他们的。成功是有把握的。
When an enemy has been cut off, when there is no more opposition, you win.
如果你没有一个对手，你就是赢了。
It's election time in the Philippines.
已经要竞选了。
If you are running what we call unopposed,
如果你在竞选，没有人跟你对比
victory is assured.
你一定会赢的嘛。
Right, that's the
对不对?
truth. If you have no opposition, then victory is assured.
没有跟你反对的那个派，那你就是赢了。
God says, "I've already taken care of your enemy, Israel."
上帝说，我以色列，我已经把你的敌人除掉了。
In my hands, success is guaranteed.
你的成功在我手上。
If you find this verse familiar, it's because Paul quotes it in Romans chapter 10, verse 15.
保罗也提着这个经文在罗马书十章十五节。
Using it to connote that the messengers of the gospel also bring good news.
这报好消息就是报神的信息。
That's the wonderful thing. If our trust is in God and He removes our opposition, success for you in your ministry, in your life will be guaranteed.
如果我们真的信靠上帝，我们的成功就在神的手中。
Look at verse 1 of chapter 2.
第一节第二章。
He who scatters has come up before your face. Man the fort, watch the road, strengthen your flanks, fortify your power mightily.
那打碎邦国的上来攻击你，你要看守保障，谨慎啊，道路从啊是强壮，大大的勉励。
Now Nahum goes back to speaking to the Assyrians.
那宏又对亚述人讲。
God says, "I will scatter the people."
我要把你的百姓分散了。
Now they will try to what we call man the defenses. They will try to enforce the walls, the fort. They will have lookouts on the road that lead to the city.
他们要建立保障，要看这个城门。
They will guard their weak sides and the flanks. They will strengthen themselves.
他们会一起建立他们的软弱的地方。
But no matter, they will be destroyed.
无论多么有力量，他们会被毁灭。
And historically, they were scattered by the combined forces of the Babylonian and the Medes.
在历史上，我们看到波斯还有巴比伦来攻灭亚述国。
But it was the true power of God that used these two nations to destroy the great Assyrian Empire.
是上帝的能力用这两个国家来攻击亚述。
When the opposition has been destroyed, then no harm can come to you.
你对手被神拿掉了，你就很安全了。
You know, we often talk about the victorious Christian life.
我们常常讲到成圣或胜利的信徒生活。
Do we really believe that?
你真的相信吗？
We're supposed to preach to our congregations that you live the victorious Christian life.
你有一个得胜的基督徒生活吗？
And yet so many Christians walk around like they're defeated by the world.
但是很多基督徒走路好像他们被打倒了。
We know this truth. Jesus Christ on the cross defeated Satan.
耶稣在十字架上已经打赢了这个撒旦。
It was a complete victory.
是完全的胜利。
So if there is no opposition, it is a guaranteed defeat, then you and I can live with absolute security.
我们的头级被打倒，我们可以很勇敢的活这个胜利的生活。
Because there is someone fighting the battle for you.
因为有人替我们征战了。
Verse 1 says, He who scatters, that's not the Israelites, it's talking about God. God is the one who's fighting the battle before us.
上帝就为他们百姓征战。
If you ever go to war,
你如果去打仗,
how can you guarantee that you do not die?
你怎么保障说你不会死掉?
You don't fight.
你就不要去打嘛。
But then you'd be called a coward, right?
但是你是这样小人啊。
But that can guarantee that you don't die.
但是你不去打仗就不会死吧。
Well, you know, here's the wonderful imagery here is we don't fight any battles if you think about it.
其实我们真的没有在打仗。
You know, we sing songs like Onward Christian Soldier.
我们说我们唱那首诗歌要去征战了。
Marching off to war.
我们正在去往那个战场去了。
There's some theological truth in that.
有神学的真理啊。
But the reality is, in the Old and the New Testament, it is pictured that God is fighting the battle on our behalf.
但是实际上呢，圣经看到是圣上帝为我们征战。
But the song then wouldn't sound very good if we're just...Christians sitting at home.
唱这个诗，我们在家里坐着好像不好听啊。
But that's the way, really, we can find assurance and security in.
但是我们把握就在这里。
Your physical and my physical well-being is assured.
我们的身体，我们的心灵上的安全是被保障。
Because our security is absolutely guaranteed in God's hand.
因为我们的安全是在神的手中。
People often ask me, Pastor, you say that God protects me.
有人说。 牧师，你说上帝保护我们。
Then why do people get into accidents?
为什么人会发生车祸？
And why do they get hurt?
他们会受伤。
Then God really doesn't protect.
上帝都没有保佑我们。
I asked them, how many days are there in a year?
我说一年有多少天呢？
365 and a quarter days.
365.25 天。
How many hours?
多小时呢？一年？
8,766.
8,766 小时。
How many minutes?
多少？分钟呢?
It's a song, 525,960.
525,960分钟。
How many seconds in a year?
多少分秒呢?在那个一年。
31 million and lots more.
3,155,700.
I'm a theologian, not a mathematician.
我是哲学家,不是数学家。
More than 31 million seconds a year, an accident only takes 1 second.
在三千万多的那个，只有一个车祸。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢?
I was in an accident this Sunday morning going to preach in Makati.
这个周末我开车，我遇到车祸要去讲道的时候。
We won't get into the details of it. It was a scam. But crossing Lakson, a motorcycle out of nowhere hit me.
我要去讲道，礼拜天就有一个摩托车，就是突然跑出来，这是他们装的做的。
And I come out in my suit and tie.
我穿得很好出来。
And you know, in the Philippines, it doesn't matter if you're the car, you're the fault.
无论在菲律宾，你反正你有车，你是错了。
And a crowd begins to gather at the corner of Quezon Ave and Lacson.
这个地方就很多贫穷的人过来啊，很多群众过来。
Yelling in Filipino and Tagalog and other things. It's his fault.
喊叫。他们喊叫说是他的错。
I said, Lord, if I ever need protection, I need it now.
他说主啊，我需要你的保护了。
My Tagalog is non-existent.
我的非语不是不会讲哦。
Cannot argue with them.
我不能跟他们辩论了。
I've seen way too many YouTube videos about the mob taking care of the one at fault.
我有看到在视频上看到那个对的反而被群众
It's actually quite a scary experience.
很可怕的一个经历。
One second, that's it.
一分秒而已。
And yet God protects us more than 31 million times a
year. 但是上帝三千多百万的秒都保护我们。
And if you live more than 70 years old,
如果你超过七十岁
I did the math, that's 2.2 billion times God has helped you.
你有22亿的时刻上帝在看顾你。
You try to complain to him that if you live past 70, that he did not protect you.
然后你要跟神说你没有照顾我
Finally, very quickly, Verse 2, I know your lunch is coming up, the last
最后呢,
point.
第二节,
For the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob like the excellence of Israel. For the empty ears have emptied them out and ruined their vine branches.
第二节, 耶和华复兴雅各的荣华, 好像以色列的荣华一样, 因为使他空虚的已经使雅各和以色列空虚, 将他们的葡萄枝毁灭了。
We don't have time to fully exposit this verse other than to say that the Bible tells us God will restore the nation of Israel.
就是说上帝要恢复以色列国。
And he uses the word to excellence.
他说这个到最美好的地步。
For a country that was kicked out in 70 AD by Titus.
这个国家在主后七十年被这个罗马的王被踢走。
To then be restored 2,000 years later.
在两千年又复活。
And then to find full fulfillment in the millennium.
然后看到在千禧年它成立。
God's word holds true.
上帝的话可以信靠的。
Israel will be remembered.
以色列会被纪念。
The Assyrians will not.
亚述人会被遗忘。
The Lord's hand is where our legacies lie.
在神的手中有我们的遗迹。
So my friends, keep faithful.
所以继续忠心服事。
As a pastor, as a professor, as a minister, as a future Christian worker.
无论是牧师教师宣教师或者是学生或以后的传道者
You will be remembered more than China's greatest rulers or the Philippines' biggest businessmen.
人家会纪念你比纪念最大有名的商人
If you choose to place your legacy in his hand.
只要你把你的遗产放在上帝手上
If he can allow Israel to be remembered and restored, he can do the same in your life.
如果他让以色列被纪念他也同样会在你的生命如此做。我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word. What a wonderful encouragement to us.
Amen.
Lord, Amen. I pray that the reminders of these truths, of how you deal with the nation of Assyria and how you deal with the nation of Israel is a reminder in our Christian life, the fact that we are to trust you and place our life
Amen.
In your hands.
Amen.
Many of us, although we will not admit it in our sinfulness, want prominence, prestige, and
Amen.
Success.
Amen.
We want to be remembered. We want to have our lives assured.
Amen.
But let us who teach the Word of God teach it completely.
Amen.
Reminding not only others, but reminding ourselves that it is in your hands that our legacy is perpetuated.
Amen.
It is in your hands that our security is
Amen.
Assured.
Amen.
It is in your hands that we can find trust and hope in you.
Amen.
Bless these students. Bless the seminary, Lord.
Amen.
To continue these many generations Amen. Of producing men and women who are faithful to the word.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Thank you.